Levon's story is truly amazing, and the only thing he relied on to kill his cancer was the liquid ionic cesium that he took, while adding in some other minerals to help strengthen his body. Now, cesium taken in high doses by itself can cause a potassium deficiency, so you have to know how to take enough potassium to balance out that effect, while taking enough cesium to kill the cancer. Thus, the key to achieving full recoveries using alternative approaches is to thoroughly look into the approach you want to use and find out all the do's and don'ts to make sure you are using that method as effectively as you can and are optimizing your chances in every possible way. Sometimes oncologists will hear of a patient's miraculous recovery, but rather than give credit to the alternative approach that was used, the doctor assumes the recovery was due to a delayed effect of the chemo or radiation given to the patient beforehand. Besides the fact that there is no real evidence of chemo ever having a delayed curative effect, there are also people who use alternatives to overcome their cancer without ever using a single conventional treatment. Here is an example of someone who used cesium high pH therapy and chose not to use any conventional treatment at all. This time, it was for prostate cancer.